2017. It's Saturday, and this is Deanne Spingola with Spingola Speaks. And I'm broadcasting from the relatively warm Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today on RBN. And, of course, their website is republicbroadcasting.org. Please view our guest lineup at spingola.com. Just click on the radio schedule button and select the year, month, and date. Please also visit Screening Sandy Hook for articles about Sandy Hook and other topics. I hope that you will also listen to and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net, where one may listen to the audio files of my programs. And this is actually run by a very, very good friend of mine, who I'm so grateful that he does this. Another option is RBN and their archives. And, of course, there's Wooly's blog, and that's wooliesblog.blogspot.com. And if you appreciate the RBN programming, and I hope that you do, please consider donating to the network. You may do that in one of three ways. You may call 800-724-2719 or visit republicbroadcasting.org and click donate, or simply send your donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can email your questions or comments during the program to comment@spingola.email. You may join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls later on. I'll let you know when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest for the very first 2 hours today is Fonny, and he is, well, he's quite a ways from us. Fonny, welcome to the program. Fonny, are you there? Well, I'm not sure where he's at. I heard him say hello initially, but I'm not certain where he's gone to. Fonny, are you there? Yeah, that's weird. Okay, well, he's going to talk to us about something that happened quite a while ago. And even though it happened quite some time ago, it is still going on. The consequences are still being felt. And it is pretty much the same as what goes on in a lot of other countries, and that is the seizing of resources, the genocide of residents. It's pretty much just what happens. Fonny, are you there? Well, I'm not sure what happened to our guest. Maybe we'll take some calls.
Are you now?
Sorry. Yeah. I kept asking
you. Seems like the signal has gone out a bit.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me. Okay, you are in Pretoria, and the signal isn't always very stable. It sometimes goes out, correct? Okay, so are you there? Well, we're having some problems here technologically. Maybe we'll take some phone calls. But anyway, he's going to be telling us about what is going on. Are you there, Fonny? I can kind of hear you when you are. Are you there? I could spend the whole next 2 hours saying, are you there? Okay, why don't we open the phone lines, and we can talk about some of the things that have been going on recently, particularly this nonsense that Amazon is, well, I guess they're book burning. It's okay if they do it, but heaven help us, or heaven help anybody who has burned any books in the history of the world. But it's okay for Amazon and the tribe to burn books. So anyway, if you'd like to call in and weigh in on that subject, and we're going to be talking about that in the third hour. Fonny, are you there? I can hear somebody typing. Okay. So if you'd like to call in and weigh in on the censorship situation, you may do so at 800-313-9443. And I've gotten a couple of emails as a lot of people have, and I've talked to a few people about the situation. Fonny, when you come back, let me know that you're there so that I don't keep going on and on about something when we actually do have a guest. Okay, so what is going on with Amazon? Apparently, they have some help. The World Jewish Congress has sent out kind of a request that they would like help in identifying further material. And Robert Singer wrote an article in the LA Times about the situation that Amazon seems to be, well, they're banning books that have anything to do with Holocaust denial. And so that could incorporate, well, hundreds of books. But it's okay to have books about how to be a pedophile and how to do a whole lot of other really creepy things. But heaven forbid that anybody should question the Holocaust. Now, my mantra has always been, truth does not fear investigation. And so if you're trying to conceal something, if you're trying to hide something, rather than allow a viewer, a reader, to make up their own mind about things after objectively studying both sides, then you probably have something to hide. And so anyway, that's, you know, I mean, it's pretty awful. And I have a lot of friends whose books are being taken down. And we're going to, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about that in the third hour. To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. Now, Voltaire said that, and it's very applicable to what we're going to be talking about today. Fonny, you will let me know if you're there. I think it's very late over there, and we thought that perhaps with the hour that he would have, you know, a pretty good connection. But apparently it's not too good. Anyway, I got an email. It was put out by Lasha Darkmoon actually today. And she says, hundreds of important books on the Holocaust by revisionist scholars have suddenly been banned by Amazon on instructions from angry rabbis in Israel. Oh, angry rabbis in Israel are telling Americans what to do. Well, imagine that. And from Yad Vashem, the World Holocaust Remembrance Center in Israel. Now, I must admit that I was there. I have been to Yad Vashem. And this was in 1999. I'm deviating here. But this was in 1999. And as you walk into the center, they have a rolling wall of names as you initially walk in. It's very impressive. It's very dark. It's like walking into, you know, a theater of sorts. Okay. I'm getting a message here from our very wonderful board op. Okay. It's very poor bandwidth currently. Not even text messages seem to go through. Okay. I know that that our producer will keep trying to get a hold of our guest. Meanwhile, the telephone number, if you want to weigh in on this situation, is 800-313-9443. Anyway, when I went there, we were led by, actually, there wasn't a guide. There was somebody that was just kind of monitoring. And when you came to each display, you could listen to a message, and they would play a message describing what the display was about. Is Fonny there? Nope. Okay.
Hello, Deanna.
Oh, there you are. Okay. I'm so sorry that we're having a situation here. So you're there, and I hope you can stay with us for the whole 2 hours, and that your bandwidth and the connection will be...
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you now.
Okay, good. We're viable. Okay. So you're going to tell us about what has gone on in your country and has been going on for some time. correct? Yes?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Okay, would you like to come, me to continue?
Oh, absolutely. I was just filling in because your connection was gone. But yes, go ahead. Tell us what you'd like
okay,
us to know.
Okay, I would like to put the farm murders or the genocide that we claim is ongoing in South Africa for quite some time in a bit of a perspective.
Yes, please do.
To people. Many people have heard that there's something going on with the Boers in South Africa, but nobody knows who we are and nobody knows what's really going on here. So I'm going to attempt to put this in a bit better perspective than probably what you've heard from anybody else.
Okay.
What you hear about are the farm murders mentioned, which are about around, I think it's 4,000 since the year 2000. And this is because the murder count on farms is lower and misrepresented the real genocide. And especially to create the impression that a Boer of the Boer folk or Boer nation is a farmer and not the identity of a people. So what is not mentioned is the rest of the 95,000 whites murdered since 1994.
Oh.
23 years, that amounts to 344 white people murdered every month. Many are tortured to death on end, for days on end, and these are Africans murdering whites. The total murders in the colony of South Africa since the ANC has been around 8 per year or 1,500 per month. I think that's about 50 per day or something like that. And this dwarfs the murders of whites with the intention that the genocide is hidden as high crime rates. Keep in mind that the cesspool of multicultural consists of Africans from all over, which explains why xenophobia attacks on each other is frequent. Of course there will be. The Africans like Mandela, the Khoza, Zuma the Zulu, or Malema the Pedi and their African hordes sing kill the Boer and not kill the whites or kill the Afrikaner. These foreign Africans cannot distinguish between Boers and Afrikaners. And the Boer is a target because the Boers have claim to their own country, not the Afrikaner or the Africans. Are you still with me?
Yep.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Africans were deliberately brought into the Boers' country so that this genocide can be committed. That there were Afrikaners also killed suits the Afrikaner because he wants to claim he is the genocide victim to create the impression he is not involved in the genocide in this multicultural disaster which he has created. And the Afrikaner does not want to distinguish between the Boer and the Afrikaner. Hence, they use the term whites or South Africans to prevent the Boers from being recognized. These murders are almost all committed by Africans, whether they are black on white or black on black. This is not these Afrikaners or Africans' country. They all have their own countries they can return to. If there were any white on black murders, the media would scream it out for months on end. But because it's blacks committing these murders, the media does not report it. Here and there, a farm murder makes the news. The intention is to make crime so high that the genocide on the Boers would go unnoticed because the Boers have claim to this country and the Afrikaner wants it. That is why the George Soros-funded disarmament law is enforced so that people would be easy victims. Now the Afrikaner can claim he's the victim of genocide while the systematic genocide on the Boers goes unnoticed. That is what the South African genocide flag symbolizes. The borders here are open. Now, to explain how these conditions came about, after gold and diamonds were discovered in the Boer Republics, the British Crown wanted the resources and delegated Lord Milner to start a war and issue a proclamation to destroy the Boer folk or Boer nation. By means of a scorched earth policy and an extinction of the Boers in the concentration camps. In Milner's own words, "I'll knock their bottom out forever and ever. Amen." During the Second Anglo-Boer War, 1899-1902, the British starved to death more than 35,000 Boer children and more than 3,000 Boer women in their concentration hell camps over a 19-month period. This was more than 60% of the Boer children at the time. After the war, the British instated the Afrikaner as a dictator over the Boers to continue the genocide to destroy the Boers so that the British Crown can continue their exploitation of the natural resources, gold, platinum, and more in the Boer Republics.
Wow.
The graves mass graves are...
Let me ask you a question. You mentioned George Soros. Now, is he...
Yes.
Is he financing some of the agitation in your country?
Well, what we got in the media was that he funded Gun Free South Africa, which has instated this gun law. But the law itself was written by the Afrikaners here. You must remember that the Boers have absolutely no say in anything here. We just exist as something, and everybody plundering and going crazy, simply ignores us except murdering us out. This is our country, but we don't get any recognition for anything.
Now, how long have your ancestors lived in that country?
Well, the Boer Republics were founded in 1852.
Okay.
My grandmother was in the concentration camps near Standerton.
Okay. And that's the ones that that were set up by the English, the British.
Yeah. My predecessors was a Viljoen, the Hercules Viljoens, and we are far off a family of General De Wet.
Okay.
My grandfather was married to a Stein girl. She was the sister of the Stein brothers of the Free State. And the whole bloody bunch of them were supposed to be Freemasons.
Oh. Okay.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening.
Well, you must keep in mind that the Boers who became Freemasons. They became Freemasons in the Free State because they were under the impression it has to do with freedom.
Oh.
That was what they were told. They never were involved in this occult stuff.
Sure. Now, when you say Boers...
If you know the Boers, they weren't involved themselves with something like that.
Okay. You're talking about the Boers. And that's the Boers, right? The B-O-E-R-S, right? You pronounce it.
Correct. And the Boer is a burger of the Boer nation, the Boer folk.
Okay.
We are not farmers.
Okay.
I'm a Boer, but I'm not a farmer.
Okay. We're going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, welcome. This is Deanna, and our guest the first 2 hours is Fannie. That's F-A-N-I-E. And he is telling us about his ancestors. It's also telling us about some of the things that are going on in the country that we never hear about. We never hear about anything like this at all. We just hear a lot of fake news from fake newscasters, and we never hear about the slaughter, the genocide, and that's exactly what it is, correct?
Yes. Okay, can I just continue where I left off?
Yes, please do. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, the Afrikaner fought against the Boers as the Royal Scouts on the British side, and they co-operated the concentration camps with the British. The Boers didn't lose the war. At war end, a peace treaty, the Peace Treaty of Vereniging, it's on the internet, between the Boers and the British stated back, which was never honored by the British. And then the International War of 1898 also disregarded, which demands that no country may occupy another, on which Independence Africa wrote a whole document named A Call to Redress South Africa. Needless to say, all this stuff gets ignored here. The Afrikaner is an organization which was established in 1875 by the Cape Dutch colonialist to serve British interests. This organization was later renamed the Afrikaner Broederbond and is currently known as the Afrikaner Bond. Since the British Afrikaner Union of 1910, every statesman or president and their cabinet in the colony of Africa were Afrikaners. Who's had no say in any of this? The Afrikaner Union of 1910, Afrikaners created a Land Act in 1913. And 1913 is a very important year in which what was done in South Africa and in America. In 1913, this Land Act gave Boer land to the Africans, which was brought into work in the mines. In 1930, more of the Boer country were given to Africans. In 1960s, when independence of colonial countries was announced by the United Nations Resolution 1514, the Boers did not regain their sovereignty. Instead, the Union of South Africa changed in name only to the Republic of South Africa, and apartheid was announced by the Afrikaner Verwoerd so that homelands were given to the African tribes they brought into the Boer republics. In 1994, the rest of the Boer republics were given to the ANC Africans by the Afrikaner. Everybody remember 1994 with the so-called apartheid, which was going to be demolished and so on. All that happened was it's the Boer's country that was given to the Africans, the whole country. We don't have a place to stay other than in this mess that was created here. Since the British Crown delegated proclamation to Milner to exterminate the Boers has not been fulfilled because there are still Boers alive to claim their country, the ANC Africans started to murder the Boers, kill the Boer, kill the farmer, at an increased rate since 1994. The Afrikaners' South African genocide flag is a Boer's four-color flag, which is cut in half by the black wedge, symbolizing the destruction of the Boers by the Africans. This is murder by decree. It is genocide. Genocide always goes hand in hand with disarmament, and less than 4% of the whites have arms as the result of the George Soros-funded Afrikaner-enforced disarmament law 60 of 2000, and its continuous growing demands from the Afrikaner African police and the police accredited Afrikaner gun lobbies.
Wow!
In the history of the world, every genocide ever was preceded by disarmament. In no instance ever was a genocide committed on armed citizens. And in this, the Afrikaners who wrote this violating gun law does it by the book of genocides.
Wow.
You Google death by gun control.
Okay, we've got to take a real quick break. We'll be right back.
You Google death by gun control, the human cost of gun control.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Deanna, and our guest the first 2 hours is Fonny, and he is, you said something, Fonny, that really stuck with me. You said that a genocide always takes place after a population has been disarmed, and you said before that George Soros actually funded the disarmament movement in South Africa, and I think that's pretty important for people to apply to what is going on in this country. So please continue and tell us some more things about what is going on.
Okay, there's a website where you can look at the human cost of gun control, and there's a genocide chart up on the page. If you just Google death by gun control, the human just Google death by gun control.
Okay.
Uncontrolled. It should be the first top link on the page. There's a chart on it and what they did, and just about everything of all the worst of what is applied there, like fingerprints, registration, re-registration, police confiscation, etc., is applied there. We often get mails from the gun lobby that we are forced to belong to. Or rather to be a member of, telling us what's going on, and we better renew or we will be arrested and your guns will be confiscated and so on. And this is pure intimidation all the time. Okay, well, to continue, after the war's end, Milner, started his kindergarten in 1906 to destroy the remaining Boer children's culture and language. And the best way to destroy anybody is to start with their children.
Make certain that the agenda was being fulfilled. Correct?
Yes. If you don't know, because a bit further on, I'll point out to you how parallel our histories
okay.
are.
Okay. 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 Go ahead.
Okay, when Trump became president in the USA, he found the Zulu from Zululand, Zuma of the ANC, not a Boers whose country this is. And it's a bit like, say, Merkel in Germany call upon the Mexicans in America to discuss business that doesn't concern Americans. Think about that for a minute. Everybody comes and goes here and they contact the ANC, the Zulu from Zululand. But this is our country and we are never consulted by anybody.
Ah, yes.
And the question is, are so-called world leaders so ill-informed that they don't even know anything about history or who a country belongs to? Or is it because these world leaders support the Zionist agenda that they would rather ignore the ongoing fiasco here? The point is, the world refused to recognize the Boers whose country this is because it seems everybody has a finger in the pie for resources and would rather see the Boers exterminated than do something about it. Every Western country knows the Boers are systematically exterminated. That the Boers had never had any advantage of their own country or the resources here. Since the war is not good enough, they have to be exterminated. And don't be mistaken, the Anglo-American company is here. It's got your name on it. And America is important for the Zionists for its military power through which they were going to rule the world. And the colony of South Africa is important for its natural resources to fund the Zionists and their useful idiots. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Oh, yes. So, oh, yes.
Okay, so who are the Boers? When the Cape Dutch colonials were sent to the Cape, they were the Cape Dutch, who later became the Afrikaner. So when the French were sent to the Cape, they formed the French society at Franschhoek. What made the Boers different was that they're mostly Germans, and then there were some Dutch and a few French and other Europeans who also fled from the Christian persecution, and they were Freeburgers, meaning they were not a citizen of a country. They didn't have a home country that they can go back to. They were not sent to South Africa as a colonial. And these Europeans, the Freeburgers, they started to amalgamate to become a unique folk outside of the Cape Colony borders. The Germans did not start the German society. The Dutch did not start the Dutch society. And none of these Freeburgers who became the Boers could associate with or live with the Cape Dutch. And they refused to serve the British. The Cape Dutch did. In turn, the Cape Dutch Afrikaners and the British hated the Boers and always tried to force them under their authority. And I need to explain the difference between a folk as in our language exists, because there doesn't seem to be a word in the English language for a folk. A folk is a homogeneous nation, while a Nazi or a nation is a mixed race nation. That is the distinction that we make. The unique Boer folk started to develop its own personality, traditions, and language because they all stood for the same goals in life. To be free from oppression from others and live their life the creator world. The Boers had Bibles when they arrived in the Cape, but that didn't make them Christians. These Bibles were the tickets onto the ships to flee from the Christians in Europe. They wouldn't have been allowed to get on a ship if they were not if they didn't have Bibles. But we Boers were never Christians. The most prominent differences between the Boers and the Afrikaners is the Afrikaners are Christians and they always serve the next power and cannot function independently. While that is such a second nature to the Boers. The Boers live by the Creator's nature laws and they accept only the Creator as the authority. And Boers are not a species of people as if we are freaks or some kind of a weird tribe or something. And definitely we are not a subspecies of the Afrikaner as the Afrikaner tried to make us out. We are people just like you. In fact, you will be shocked to discover that Americans and Boers are more alike than you realize, because the same people who fled out of Europe from a Christian persecution fled to America and some fled to the Cape. Did you know that there was a vote in America whether your language was going to be German or English? And President Trump is of German descent. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't.
He mentioned it in one of his talks where he explained where he comes from. We're a nation with our own traditions, our own culture, language, morality, and humor, and the Afrikaner is not part of it. Boers and Afrikaners are not the same people. We don't get along and we have nothing in common. The Afrikaner fought in the Second Anglo-Boer Wars against the Boers. They were the Royal Scouts. They manned the concentration camps with the British. They systematically gave parts of our country to the Africans. And throughout their dictatorship, always ridiculed and humiliated everything Boer. In the old South Africa, you were arrested if you even said you are a Boer. So if any Afrikaner says anything about the Boers, tell him to mind his own corrupt Afrikaner business. They don't have a right to talk on our behalf. The Afrikaner is an organization which was established in 1875 by the Cape Dutch colonials to serve British interests. Its purpose was to learn the Boers language so they could infiltrate and betray the Boers. The Cape Dutch spoke Dutch. Even the war... after the war, the language was renamed to Afrikaans to create the impression it is the Afrikaner's language. This Afrikaner organization was later renamed the Afrikaner Broederbond or Brotherhood, and it is currently known as the Afrikaner Bond. since the British Afrikaner Union of 1910. Every statesman or president and the cabinet were Afrikaners of this organization. No Boers were ever allowed any position in South Africa since the 1910 Union. The Afrikaner has a poor history of deceit, fraud, racial fornication, poor judgment, and has never attempted to become independent, but think of himself as a super Afrikaner. Google super Afrikaner and you can see it. Whereby they live under the illusion that they are superior beings who must rule over others, especially over the Boers. Despite the fiasco they created here, the Afrikaner think they are a huge success and look on this multicultural disaster with pride. They even paint the South African genocide flag on their faces at rugby matches. And don't be mistaken, they slander Trump in the media. Except, of course, if they can get money like the Zuidlanders who are currently in America to get money, but yet again on the back of the Boers and what they're doing to the Boers here. The Afrikaners are scared to death that they are going to lose what they have stolen and be held responsible for what they have created here. South Africa is not a country, because who is the founding nation? For a nation to exist, there must be a founding nation. For a country to exist, there must be a founding nation. There are five countries in South Africa: Swaziland, Lesotho, Zululand, the Transkei of the Khoisas, and the Boers' country, the Republics of Transvaal, the Free State, and Freedom. The Cape Colony has never been claimed. This means that South Africa is still an illegal British country since the British Afrikaner Union of 1910. The Union means all the countries in Southern Africa were forced under one Afrikaner dictator by this unification, just as the states in America were united under one president to make control of all the states easy through one man. South Africa is not a republic. The British Westminster political system is in operation since 1910, and it is still in use. The same system based on dividing the people in a country to get their own useful idiots in power. The colony of South Africa is said to be a Commonwealth colony where common law is supposed to be practiced. However, the British Royal Admiralty law scam is enforced where humans have no rights. The black togas, the judges and the lawyers wear symbolized they are from the Saturnalian priesthood for Satan, same as what some of the religion priests wear. The colony of South Africa has its founding principles on genocide on the Boers, murder, land theft, fraud, and any other crime you can think of under the British Afrikaner dictatorship. And no wonder it has the highest violent crime rate in the world, apart from the genocide. Where people are disarmed by this ridiculous gun laws so that the continuous genocide can be classified as crime. And I would like to say, attention all criminals, the colony of South Africa is a personal defense-free establishment where all law-abiding citizens have been disarmed for your convenience.
Wow. Amazing.
Okay, but what is important for Americans to take note of is the 1913 rule that was instated. And surprise, surprise, again by the British, these Jews, the Zionists, who are in control of seeming just about the whole world. This rule demanded that all countries on continents have to be united under a one-man dictatorship called a president. Dictator have the military under his control and everything else, including the power to decide over life or death of people. You know, like a god. The whole country is at the mercy of one man. The reason this concept was introduced was to make control of the continent and countries in it very easy for the one world dictatorship. America and its independent states was unified under one president with absolute powers. Southern Africa was unified under one president with absolute powers. And I can tell you now that the rest of Africa will not be much to unify under the same scam. Russia is one president with the same power. Unified to be unified under the European Union with one president. You understand what they're trying to do?
Oh, yes,
I want every continent under one man's control, so that it's easy to control the whole world this way. If these one-man dictator presidents do not serve the One World Order agenda, it is easy to take them out and simply replace him with another useful idiot who will follow the demand. It's been done before, like Bobby Kennedy was taken out, and when the Afrikaner Verwoerd got cocky, they took him out too. It's a clear message to the next president. A further function this one-man dictatorship serves.
Okay,
crimes are committed by the government. Only the one man is blamed.
We're going to a quick 3-minute break. Okay, we'll be right back. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Guest today, the first 2 hours, is Fani. That's F-A-N-I-E. You're really simplifying things here. Thank you. So please continue. It's very interesting information.
Thank you. Okay, another function this one-man dictatorship serves is that if crimes are committed by the government, only one man is blamed. And replaced while the whole criminal organization continues business as usual. For instance, Afrikaner de Klerk gave the government ship to the ANC and gets blamed for it while the rest of the Afrikaners continue their business as usual. Same with Obama, who alone is blamed for the failures, while the rest of the of what's going on, they expect to get away with it. Another 1913 rule instated by the Afrikaner was that no history prior to 1913 will be considered to determine who the unified countries belongs to. It is under this rule that the Afrikaner claims the Boer country since 1913 because he was fraudulently in power by then, and it is under the same 1913 rule that the ANC claims the Boer republics as well. In 1913, the Africans were running around in animal skins and lived in mud huts and had no concept of Western politics. The ANC was only started in 1963 by a group of Jews who founded the African National Congress. The ANC was founded by Lionel Bernstein, Bob Heppel, Dennis Goldberg, Arthur Goldreich, Hazel Goldreich, and James Cantor, with a few African frontmen, Nelson Mandela, Walter Sisulu, Govan Mbeki, the father of Thabo Mbeki, Raymond Malaba, and Ahmed Kathrada. In this, the ANC followed the model the Jews established when they founded the NAACP in the United States, but the ANC is a much more violent and openly communist organization. These Jews and the African National Congress received funding and supported from both the Soviet Union. They got their weaponry and so on from communist Russia, and the United States CIA did the funding. Now, you think the CIA stands for Central Intelligence Agency. It stands for the Catholic Intelligence Agency. You can scratch around and you'll get it. Everything is in this world is run by the Pope. If Nelson Mandela, who was a founding member of the ANC, founded the ANC in 1913, then he was not even born yet because he was only born in 1918. Yet the ANC celebrated their 100th birthday already. You understand how fraudulent all this is?
Sure.
I like Putin and I like Trump. However, there's a problem. As good as they are, I'm sorry?
Well, they both have some decent things to say, but actions speak louder than words. And I think the CIA is just a criminal organization, just the same as the Mossad. Would you agree with
that?
Yes,
of course.
Yes, okay.
Yes. Look, I'll give you something to...
Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back in 3 minutes for the second hour. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Broadcasting Network.